Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whitey Wills here. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Whitey Wills here. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting third. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jocko Conlon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Finney scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Wills here is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills here strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a line drive into right field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Finney chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Warsler. Warsler fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Warsler. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Athletics. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Conlon reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and has Conlon trapped. There's the throw to Warsler, who tags Conlon for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-1 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Appling reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Conlon takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-1 in the game. Sewell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler strikes out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Wills here is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills here is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills here hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Higgins moves to third. McNair moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Conlon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Conlon moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Conlon scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 8-3, White Sox. George Turbeville now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George Turbeville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turbeville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Finney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Conlon. Finney reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Conlon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Conlon. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Conlon steals second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to home to get Hayes. Conlon moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Conlon, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Conlon steals home. It's 9-4, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-3 in the game. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Turbeville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turbeville is 0-for-1 in the game. Turbeville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simmons. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Simmons steals second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pete strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to third. Appling moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Simmons scores. Appling moves to third. Dykes moves to second. It's 10-4, White Sox. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Conlon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Dykes scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 12-4, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes scores. 2 outs. It's 13-4, White Sox. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Finney hits a pop-up towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Kramer for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.